True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You listen to our show on Tuesdays, right around this time, we play a game called Post It and Toast It, where we read old tweets of our fellow FAN coworkers. On this Monday, we have a very special impromptu edition of Post It and Toast It. And it's very special. I'm going to read like a million tweets in a row. They all come from the same FAN coworker. Okay? Here we go. April 13th, 2013. About to enjoy my Saturday not watching the Masters. April 10th, 2014. I can think of 40 things I'd rather watch this weekend, including SpongeBob reruns, than the Masters. Let's go to April 5th, 2014. The most boring yet hyped sporting event of the year begins Thursday, the Masters. Unless Paulina Gretzky is there playing, it's a snooze fest. January 13th, 2013. Speaking of naps, there was just a commercial promoting the Masters. April 14th, 2013. I'm legitimately giving Masters Sunday a shot, and I'm dozing off. I give diehard golf fans credit. The quietness of this is a tough watch. April 9th, 2015. Is the Masters still on around 11 p.m.? I could use some help falling asleep tonight.
Wow, this is like real hate.
April 10th, 2011. Slept all day. I think it's because the Masters were on. Hashtag Z. April 2nd, 2013. I don't think it's possible I could care less about an American sporting event than I do the Masters. And then finally, April 6th, 2018. Jersey Shore. Better than the Masters. Mm. So, in this impromptu edition of Posted and Toasted, who tweeted all of those things? Was it A, Evan Roberts, B, Sal Licata, C, Sean Morash, or D, Tiki Barber?
It wasn't me, because I don't tweet nearly that much. Mm-hmm. So, you can exclude me.
Yeah.
I don't think you're that mean.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think Sean cares. He's doing other things.
So you think it's Sal?
I'm going to say that it's you.
Say, oh, saying it's me.
Yes.
Right, let's,
you're wrong.
It is not me. No. The answer we were looking for is Sean Morash.
Really? Sean,
that is?
Why do you hate the Masters so much?
Well, first of all, Tiki, let me just take you back to a point in time we both were in. National radio. Brutal having to talk about that for a week into the Masters.
You first tweet about this was 2011. You were not working, I think, even in radio at that point.
I was behind the scenes here. Probably not used to it. I'll be honest with you, too. I used to be bored to death when Mike used to do it, too. It just was something that never interested me. I've tried to engage, and as I get older and even started to play golf, but I'll be honest with you, even yesterday with all the drama.
Even yesterday, because that was where I was going with this. Obviously, yesterday, Rory McIlroy completed his masterpiece, as Jim Nantz pre-rehearsed said. Yeah. That didn't excite you? You weren't all pumped up about Rory finishing his story?
Masterpiece, meaning, for those who don't know, he finished the career.
Grand Slam.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
I had money invested.
Took him a long time.
And that piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's just, like, can we all just be real? If you love golf and watching golf, that's great. If you don't love watching golf, you understand what I'm saying. Eat the quietness, the hoity-toityness. The Masters overall sucks. For the majority of Americans, it sucks.
Wow.
It's only bad because most Americans don't know the players well enough.
Yeah.
And so there's no vested in. You don't care.
Right.
But yesterday you did. You knew who Rory was. You knew who the guy Justin Rose was. You know these guys.
Not like Tiger and Phil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not like Tiger. Now, if Scheffler was making a run, he's starting to build that way. And he was all right yesterday.
So you were bored yesterday. Just that's the point.
Yeah. Did I finish? And did I get to the playoff? Yeah. Was I screaming at the TV as my kids are dying for me to give him a bath? As Justin Rose tries to size up a playoff putt, it takes him 50 minutes to figure out which way. Let me bend on one knee here. Let me look at him bend on one knee here.
And then he missed it.
And then he missed it anyway? Yes. Overall, golf at its best yesterday with the drama is still boring. Now, how is that possible? If your best, most drama-filled event still leaves you going, can we just get this thing over with? Then what does that say about the sport? It's boring.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Now dig up Sean's tweets where he calls the Combine exciting, which is a bunch of guys running around in their underwear around cones. Or the NFL draft, how that's exciting. Back in the day when they used to take 35 minutes in between picks. See, my guess is that everybody is excited by the Masters, and that's why Sean hates it. But for me, I love it. I love the drama. I love the setup. Much like baseball, it gives you a chance to breathe in between shots. It builds up the drama, the bogeys, the double bogeys, and the history and the tradition of winning a golf tournament. And probably like any other sport, it's a sport we can relate to because we all think we're good golfers. So we can marvel at the beauty of just how great these guys are. And when they do hit a bad shot like we do, like Oberg on 18 yesterday in the final round, he looked like me out there. He's basically hitting the ball and ping-ponging it on the greens. It's amazing. It's great drama. To me, yesterday at the Masters was the best sporting event so far of this year, and it's going to be tough to top by any of the other sports. Wow. As far as drama, excitement, and everything. Emotion, the whole deal. Tradition, history.
Wow.
Somebody letting Tommy know Duke collapsed in the Final Four. I mean, my God.
Okay.
Well, you just called it the best sporting event of the year.
I thought yesterday was better.
Oh, my God.
Than the
can
Duke
you
collapse.
Believe
the
that?
The Duke collapse was really the last, like, 30 seconds. So it was really only about which you're used to. So, I mean, 30 seconds.
So let's
to me is not worth. When you have 8 hours of that kind of drama, plus the beauty, the weather, the azaleas, all the, you know.
It's the azaleas. Cabins, azaleas, whatever you call just it. Also the flowers, hit, the
you
beautiful.
You just also hit on something else. Yesterday, when you have 8 hours of that drama, it's too many hours of drama. Mm. 8 hours on a Sunday. You know how many things I have my kids out for a bike? I'm coming in and out of here. You know, 14th home, stepping out and back for the 50th. They're only on the 15th. It right. takes forever.
You have to appreciate golf in order to feel the majesty of the Masters.
And look, and I appreciated yesterday when Rory McIlroy hit the ball out of the bunker and it made that nice curve or that long drive on whatever that was, 16, 17. That's great. There's appreciation. I appreciate a good turkey on Thanksgiving. But doesn't mean the dinner can't be boring.
You know what, though, too? I hate to say it, and this is, but Sean, this, bad football is boring, too. We just don't call it bad because we have a lot of money on it. We have fantasy on it, but football is boring at this point.
But
there's a lot of times I'm sitting there going, boy, this game sucks, but because we got juice on it.
Tommy, every sport to a degree has a level of boredom depending on the event game to game. But when the sport is at its highest peak and yesterday gave you a playoff hole in drama and it's still boring, that's a problem.
What did you find?
I think you're using the wrong word. Boring is not what I would call it. If you're not interested, it's one thing. You just got to find a better word for boring because it wasn't. Rory's drama was real. He had it won. All he had to do was par the last two holes.
You didn't find him choking, like, and exciting, and then rallying? No. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened. You didn't find that exciting?
Yesterday was the most intrigued I've been on Masters Sunday to the point it stayed on my TV in and out all day. So I'll give you that. There was a level of intrigue.
But I don't think it was boring. I don't think it's ever really boring.
I think it's the result of the product of the sport. To me, I'm a crowd noise guy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's just a gentleman's game. Sean wants a guy scratching his ass in the third row and throwing a beer can and eating a hot dog. He doesn't like the hoity-toityness of it.
I want booing. I want cheering. I don't want the ooh, ah.
Which there's tons of cheering, by the way. Tons of cheering.
After, I don't know. It's just not for me. It's not for me, and I love playing. I think it stinks. If that's the best the sport has to offer, it stinks.
The last thing you said, you love playing? You play golf?
Yeah, I'm not very good.
How often do you play?
Now, probably 4 times a summer.
Oh, really? Okay. Because my kind of belief on golf has always been this, Teague. Those who play it, and you can just notice it here at the radio station, like Joe never liked golf, never talked about golf till he started playing, and then he got into golf. I think Gio is the same way. Like, once you start playing it, you have a new appreciation for it.
Yeah, you appreciate how hard it is.
Absolutely.
And what clubs they're using where, like all that stuff.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. That's always how I've interpreted it, and I've never gotten into it. I've literally played golf, you ready? 3 times in my entire life.
Wow.
I can name all 3 times. I don't think the people I played with actually remember that I played with them. In fact, one of the people I played with currently works on air at this radio station, and if you asked him, no way he remembers. No way. And that person is Sal Licata. There's no way he remembers that. But I remember it. It was like 2008, and it was a golf course in Queens. And it was, like, the company was fine. Like, Sal's fun, Monzo, who was there.
Carlos Mendoza!
But I hated it. I was like, I'm so bored. All I want to do is drive the golf cart. So I never got into it, which I think is what holds me back from being a fan. So I'm not as presumptuous as Sean to say it's boring. I don't think I can appreciate it the way you can, Tommy, who plays, the way Brandon can, who plays, the way Boomer and Gio can because they play, the way Joe Bean can absolutely appreciate. He loves that crap because he plays. And I think that the line of demarcation when it comes to golf and enjoying a major like this, I really think comes down to who plays and who doesn't. I really do think it's as simple as that. And if you're someone like me still on the sidelines, you may watch it out of curiosity and respect it, which I did, without getting it. But when you play, you get it, and you just love it. You relate to it, even though I don't understand that at all, Tiki. How the hell anyone can relate to a professional? That's like me saying...
because they do stuff that no average person can do.
You know what that's like me saying? I can relate to Kodai Senga 7 scoreless yesterday because I pitched in Twitter baseball, and I do once pitch 7 score. Now, I want to make this clear. I'm being ridiculous when I say that.
Yeah.
I know that's ridiculous. That's how I view, like, relating yourself to freaking, you know, Rory McIlroy.
I think your challenge, Sean, might be that you don't care about any particular player.
I think that's fair, because at least when I sit down and I watch team sports, right, I have a rooting interest for my own team or how it relates to...
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's also, Tiki, I don't think golf is alone in this. This is how, to a lesser extent, I feel about tennis, auto racing. The one-on-one nature of, like, a singular person, it's very hard for me to be like, I'm a fan of that.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's easier to watch team sports than it is individual sports because you might not care about whoever's winning. Like if you're not a uber fan of Rory or know a story or care about a story or Aberg or Justin Rose or Bryson DeChambeau, even though everybody knows who he is because of how crazy and jacked up he got. It's like you're just watching people play golf.
Which is what I was doing, yes. And it was so basically I'm just watching people play
golf. You're watching people play golf, that is boring. Yeah. Go to any country club anywhere and just watch random people, because that's how some people watch the PGA Tour. And you're just like, eh, it's not interesting. I don't know who these people are.
Right.
But if you know who they are and you know what's at stake for them, particularly Rory yesterday, trying to get the Grand Slam, then it just becomes a little bit compelling, especially when he choked.
Or if you play the game like once or twice a week, and even though I find it weird that you can relate to it, you relate to it. You're like, oh yeah, that's like, because you just said that, Tommy, in fairness. You're like, oh, that reminds me of me. And I don't understand how that could be possible, but sure.
I did say that, but I also think there are different levels of this. Like, my wife would be like, oh, you watch sports? I'm like, yeah, I love sports. She goes, and then you like watching people talk about sports? I go, yeah, not everybody likes sports talk radio or watching people talk about it, but they love sports. So you don't necessarily have to be a golfer per se to love watching golf, but I will say that it has everything we love about sports. It has drama. It has human emotion. It has people you could root for. It has the wins, the losses. It has everything we love about sports. Okay, so they take a little bit of time in between shots. I just brought up baseball. They had to institute a pitch clock, so Tiki wouldn't leave in the sixth inning.
No, but you know what the difference is, in fairness?
No, the baseball, the pitch clock, I was leaving in the third inning.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.